Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, July 29. Coming up, government to launch national campaign against violence, new chips factory to be constructed in St. Mary, and gender ministry to open shelters for women. The news in detail after this message.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. The government is to launch a national campaign against violence. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says this is part of a multidimensional approach to reducing the country's crime and murder rate. The campaign will pay special attention to curbing domestic violence, especially violence against women.
We must take the lead in addressing the issue of violence. We must also take the lead in addressing the issue of violence against women. Now that will give the political force to translate that support into policy, into law, and into the operations of the state.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the launch of the local leg of the He For She campaign on Wednesday. He For She is a global campaign created by UN Women to promote gender equality and the empowerment of women. Launched in 2014, it seeks to provide a targeted platform on which boys and men can engage and become change agents towards the achievement of gender equality. A new chips factory will be constructed in Trinity St. Mary in keeping with government's thrust to expand value chain production in the agricultural sector. General Manager of the All Island Banana Growers Association, Donald Elvey, says the factory will be built with funding from the European Union. Construction is expected to be completed by March 2017. The factory will process up to 50,000 pounds of banana and plantain per week.
We intend to take on 40 to 50,000 pounds weekly. And as we increase our market share, we intend to increase that volume. Our intention, sir, is to replace that $800 million worth of chip imported into Jamaica.
In addition to chips, the factory will produce flour, pancake mixes and juices and provide direct employment for 24 persons. The government has moved a step closer to setting up places of safety for abused women in several locations across the island. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange made the announcement at a recent post-cabinet press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister.
We are committed to the establishment of a minimum of 3 regional emergency shelters in the short term within the next 2 to 3 years.
Ms. Grange says the facilities will provide secure accommodation and emotional support for women affected by domestic violence. She adds that the ministry is working to resolve cases of gender-based violence, particularly against women, noting that the National Strategic Action Plan to eliminate gender-based violence in Jamaica will be critical in the government's efforts to effectively address the issue of abuse. Meanwhile, Ms. Grange says the operational plan for re-establishing a male desk at the Bureau of Gender Affairs is complete and will be rolled out in short order. And President of the Caribbean Court of Justice, Sir Dennis Byron, will deliver this year's annual Church's Emancipation Lecture on Sunday, July 31. The lecture takes place at 4 p.m. at the Webster Memorial United Church on Halfway Tree Road in Kingston. Sir Byron will speak on the topic, Emancipation and Justice Reform in Jamaica and the Caribbean. The lecture, which is open to the public, will be presented against the background of the recent report on the Tivoli Gardens Commission of Inquiry. It will be one of the major observances to mark the 178th anniversary of the emancipation of enslaved Africans in Jamaica under British colonial rule. The 23rd Church's Emancipation Lecture is organized by the Emancipation Lecture Committee. Residents in and around the area are encouraged to attend the lecture free of cost as part of Jamaica's emancipation and independence celebrations. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.